Okay, so we're on I think Chavtet tonight. Let's take a look. So let me go back to the Mishnah on Chavtet Amud Aleph. I'm going back to the Mishnah on 28a on Chavtet Amud Aleph Darim at the bottom of the Daf, just to refresh your recollections. Okay, so the Mishnah says, four lines from the bottom, Matnitin, Harein Tilur Ha'ilu Korban, Nixatot. So we said, the way the Gemara explains it, there's a storm about to take place. He sees like this whole hurricane or whatever. He thinks that the trees are going to get uprooted. He says, if they don't get uprooted, the trees are korban. In other words, I'm going to use the value of the trees will be sold, and the trees will be sold, and the value will go for a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, talitzu korban, and the way the Gemara explained it was, there's a fire raging, and he doesn't think the talis is going to survive the fire, but he says, if it survives the fire, that's a korban. The value will go for a korban. He says, "Im nisrepet, yesh lahen pidyon." So he says, I left out a line. I'm saying, "Harein tefillin korban im einan nisrepet." If they're not chopped down, or tazu korban im einan nisrepet, yesh lahen pidyon. So in all of those cases, they have pidyon, meaning in achinami they do have kedusha, and he'll have to be poded, and the value will go for a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Then two lines from the bottom on Chavtet Amud Aleph, "Harein tefillin korban." This is the opposite. He says, the korban actually cuts too. He says, these saplings are korban actually cuts it too until they're chopped down. Talisu korban actually sarev. This talis is a korban actually sarev. This is a little trickier. Ain lahem pidyon. So we'll see in the moment in the Gemara, but the Gemara is explains that, or we'll see the Gemara explains that that. If he tries to be poded, no, something happens at the moment. Achi cuts to, or Achi cuts to is the big thing with the tree until it's chopped off. So it means until they're chopped off. If he's poded it, the kedusha is chozer immediately to the object. In other words, if the tree, he says these trees will be kadosh Achi cuts to. So the Gemara takes it that they have kedusha. Even if he's poded, the kedusha immediately goes back. Poded immediately goes back, but. Once they're chopped off, and then we'll see that it's going to have machloket. So at that point in time, one way to learn is then you will be able to pod it, or maybe you won't even need to be pod it. We'll see. We'll look at the Gemara right now. We'll hit this issue with today's daf. Okay, so four lines from the bottom on Chavchen with Beis, four lines from the bottom on 28b at the two dots. But the key is the last part, Ein lahem pidyon. In other words, he says, Achi katsu. So he says, so now I explain the Mishnah based on the Maskat of the Gemara. The plain words are Ein lahem pidyon. So the Gemara thinks that I can't be poded. Like I'm stuck. I can't be poded. In other words, I say this focus on the trees because that's what the Gemara is focused on. With the talus is burnt up, so there's nothing to talk about. So with the trees, I said the trees are going to have kedusha achi katsu. So the title of the Mishnah says Ein lahem pidyon. So we think that I can't be poded. So the Gemara says, "Uliolam, I can never be poded." So Amar Bar Pada Pidaan Chozro. We have a code showed, but then the box has Pidaan Chozro Ukedo showed. If he's poded them, then the kedusha goes back to really Pidaan Chozro the code show actually cuts to until the trees are cut down. Nixitu Podom Pamachar Pidayot. Then once they're cut down. Then he's pulled it once, and then that's it. Then that's the end of the line with that. And then let's just see one more line in the Gemara that we'll discuss. Okay, welcome, Shai. Nice to have you. The Ula Amar, Ula says, Shuvein Podan. According to Ula, once the trees are cut down, the Kedusha leaves it. In other words, so it's going to come out. We'll see in a minute. We'll do the run in 1 second. So the simple pshat that I could learn, the nekudah machloket, in other words, one way to understand it is that both parpada and ula agree that, in other words, the Mishnah says something happens, achi katsu. In other words, focusing on the trees have kedusha, achi katsu, so they're cut down. And something different happens when they're cut down. So we think we're two lines to the bottom on Chavchenu days. So we think the Nekudah of the Machloket is that according to Bar Pada, once they're cut, before they're cut down, so I'm poded, the Kedusha goes right back. As I said, they have Kedusha Achi Katsutsu. They have Kedusha until they're cut down. So each time I said, so that means that I'm declaring that they have Kedusha till they're cut down, no matter what I do. So even if I'm poda it, Kedusha goes back. I'm poda, the Kedusha goes back. Well, according to the first way we're going to understand, they both agree to that. They both agree that they have Kedusha Achi Katsu. One second. But according to Bar Pata, once they're cut down, now it can be poda it, and the Kedusha leaves it. Now I'm poda, the Kedusha leaves it. Whereas according to Ula, once I cut it down, now I don't even have to be poda it. And it's by act of law, the Kedusha leaves it. So that's one way of learning. That's one way of learning. The second way of learning, which the Ran quotes, the Shita from this Rav Moshe Kartabi, he once said there's a double machlokah. Okay. In other words, according to the first pshat, I said the way he holds. That in other words, I'm poda, and then it's chozer, poda, chozer, poda, chozer. And at the end, achi katsu. Once I cut it down, then I'm poda, and then the kedusha leaves. That's the first way to understand it. The second way understands it, that before I'm kotze to it, the, one second. Let's talk about the key. So this is in footnote 13 in the art scroll. Ula disputes for Arpada, another matter as well. Reconsecration, right. Rosh could maintain that Arpada was right. This I got together with it. Ula, whatever. Right. Yeah. So in other words, so according to the Rav Moshe Kartabi, if you're poda it before you kotzeitz it, then that kedusha leaves it, and then afterwards, it's just by act of law it leaves it. In other words, let's go back. So in other words, the line of the Mishnah is that something happens at the moment of kotzeitz. Something happens when you cut it down. So the second way is learning that when I cut it down, now the kedusha disappears. The kedusha disappears. So that being the case, so what does the word ein lahem pidyon refer to? So ein lahem pidyon can refer to the period of time after it's cut down, after there's no pidyon, because it automatically leaves. So then before it's cut down, I could be poded. Before it's cut down, I could be poded. According to the way the Moshe Kartab is learning. According to the first way, so the when I... Ein lahem pidyon is referring to the achi katsu. So he holds the first way learns that that achi katsu I'm not saying the first way. I mean according to we have Ulan Barpada, right? So Barpada says that they're chozer to kedusha. They're chozer to kedusha. The kedusha keeps coming back. Right, whilst tested, the kedusha keeps coming back. So then, since ein lahem pidyon can refer to that period of time. In other words, ein lahem pidyon will refer before they're cut down, ein lahem pidyon. Then, once I cut it down, now they do have a pidyon. That there'll be the two ways we'll learn this. I guess it's kind of a little complicated, but all right, you had a question, Josh? Who's got a question? Speechless. Okay. All right. I was going to do a little bit with this Ron, but I guess let me see. I don't want to make this more complicated. I want to make it simpler. I did or didn't. Okay. So I think we're okay then. Okay. Okay. So let's see back in the Gemara. So focusing on Ula. So Ula says, "Kamen shnekatsu shuvim podon." Once they're cut down, the kedusha leaves. Poof. So I'm on the top line of Chaptem Rav. Amli Rav Hamnuna, Kedushas Bahen Lahechan Halacha. So Rav Hamnuna said to Ula, what happened to the Kedusha? In other words, he says that these trees should have Kedusha Ad Shikatsu, till they're cut down. And then Ula says, that once they're cut down, there's no Kedusha, zero. So what happened to the Kedusha? Uma Ilu Amar L'Isha, let's say a man would say to a woman, Hayomad Ishti, today you're my wife, and tomorrow not. In other words, when he's Mekadesh her, doesn't sound the most romantic, but he says, you're just Mekadesh to me for one day, and then not at all. Minafka below get, which he leave without a get. In other words, we wouldn't say that yet it disappears by itself. We'd have to say that she's fully married. Now, the only thing is, and I was listening to Rav Leibowitz today also, now this, when Rav Hamnuna, this line will be important, Rav Hamnuna takes this as a given. If I say, if you leave without a get, in other words, he's questioning this whole idea that Kedusha just leaves by stipulation. In other words, I say this is Kadosh until this date, this time, whatever. So then does that work? The Kedusha disappears when the time arrives? He said, and you say yes. But how come? Now the Gemara makes a sort of shushel between Hekdesh and Kedushin. So he's saying, if I'm in Kadosh and Isha, and I say you're Mekadesh to me for one day, and then I have the one day. So does that mean that's the case? So he takes it as a given that she would be Mekadesh going forward. That wouldn't end after one day. But he doesn't quote any Brisa for this or anything like that. He just seems to say it. Now, where does he get it from? So if you look in the Tosfos, the Rebbe Leibowitz was quoting Tosfos, the left-hand column, where do we know that he does need to get? The Yesh Lomar, the Beperak HaMagarish Begitten, the Bayalan, Gabi Omer Leisho, Hayom Iarishti, Lumachar Ad Ishti. But this is a different case. Let's say a person gives a get to his wife, and he says, today you're divorced, and tomorrow you're my wife. In other words, this get should only be effective for one day. Kolomar, Tainu Gureshet Hayom, Lumachar Lo Tainu Gureshet Mahu. So the Gemara says, what's the halach in that case? Upashid Hatam, the Gemara concludes over there. We're in the Tosfos around the 10th narrow line in the left-hand column, 10 lines down. Upashiratam came into Pascha, Bavim Gureshet Leolam. Once it's over, history. Vim came, Gabakidushin Nami, Bavim Gureshet Leolam, Ditkish Havai Leitzia. So if Gabrushin, it doesn't matter what I say. In other words, you're Gureshet today, you're not tomorrow. You're Gureshet, you're history. So if Gerushin works in perpetuity, Kedushin also works in perpetuity. There's a hekesh, a connection, the pasuk between Gerushin and Kedushin. It says Ditka Shabai Alitzia. It says, Biatzami Mitoba Chabai Talisha Cher. So it says that she'll leave one husband and marry another husband. He says Besakadai Tashas Vahalu Paligula. So we think that Ula would agree with that as well. That's what we think. Now he did mention. Let me just take a look. He did mention, you do or don't.
The Kedushin is the deep.
Right.
But Gerushin is the plus of law.
Yeah, it's true. But Kedushin is not just the deep. Right. Kedushin is, you're giving yourself. Something is being transferred over.
But it's just something.
Yeah, but the issue is, like, can you sort of make a tenai with the Kedushin that he's just the Kedushin for a limited period of time? And the same thing at the time with Gerushin, that she's just divorced for a limited period of time. That's the way the Tosfos wants to say it. So with Gerushin, I can't do it. That's the one who's over there. So he says, by Kedushin, that as well. Now, he did mention, I didn't see this inside, he said that the Ran has, I think, an Ahmed Bey's. The Ran wants just to say, like, it's a Memra. So I didn't see this inside, but a Memra would be a statement of the Morayim, but it's sort of like a halachic holding from the Morayim. That the Kedushin would go on. One second. All right, I'm gonna go on. Anyway, so Ula says that once the trees are chopped down, by his own stipulation, the Kedusha leaves it. So Rav Hamnuna says, does it work that way? Let's say a man says to a woman, you're Mekudesh to me just for today and then not tomorrow not. So he takes the trees to be, Kedusha forever. So the same thing here with the tree. So that's a kasha against Ula. So Amalei Rava. So Rava says to Rav Hamnuna, look, you're like mixing kasha with mon. One thing is Kedusha Damim, and one thing is Kedusha Daguf. In other words, with the trees, we're not talking about the trees are not going to be offered as a korban. The trees are going to be sold, and the proceeds will be used. That's a Kedusha Damim, that the value has Kedusha. And with the woman, we're medama that to Kedusha Daguf. Kedusha Daguf means like if it's an animal to offer on the Mizbeach, but the woman, we're referring to as like Kedusha Daguf. She's Mekudesha to him. So the Gemara says, Kedusha Damim Plaka Bekdim. So in Achinami, when it comes to Kedusha Damim, that could automatically terminate by stipulation. That's what we're talking about. Kedusha Daguf lo paka b'kli. But Kedusha Daguf is a higher level of Kedusha. That doesn't terminate by itself. That's what the Gemara wants to say to defend Ula. Okay? And then we're Rava defending Ula. So Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava, and the Bacha adds, Kedusha Daguf lo paka b'kli, meaning Kedusha Daguf doesn't terminate by itself. He says, Bahatani, we learn in the Braisa, if a person says this ox is an ola, if it's offered as a korban in the next 30 days, he says, and after 30 days, if it's offered after 30 days, it's a shlamim. Now, both of those would have kedusha daguf. Now, there is a little bit of a difference that Rabbi Leibowitz was saying. An ola has a little higher level than the shlamim. The ola is subject to Me'ila from the get-go, and the Shlamim is only subsequently after Zrikas Damim, and that's only for the Emurim. But the main thing is, though, he says that the Braisa says, Kol Shloshim Yom Ola, Lachar Shloshim Yom Shlamim, that indeed his stipulation would be binding. In other words, for the first 30 days it would be an Ola, the next 30 days would be a Shlamim. Yamai, Dushna Gupninu, Upaka, Bikidi. In other words, The yisod we were saying is if it's kedusha daguf, it cannot be terminated. Kedusha daguf can't be terminated. Just like the isha, I can't be mekadesh her for a day. So if that's the case, I would think that the korban should follow the same thing. That's kedusha daguf. I'm offering the korban on the mizbeach. That's kedusha daguf. Offering to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How is it that I'm saying this animal we've been ola for 30 days? Then a shlamim. It doesn't work that way. What's an ola and ola? So he says. So the Gemara says, "Hacha b'may askinan." So the Gemara says, "What is the case we're dealing with in the Braisa, the Amar, the Demay?" So the Braisa doesn't spell it out, but in the Braisa, he didn't say the way we have it in the Braisa. This shore is for an ola. He said, "Demay shore, the value of the shore should be used for an ola." And here, if you look at the Ran, 10 lines from the bottom, "Hachanami damar the Demay, ukagon davi baal mum." Like for example, it was a baal mum. He says the ilu tam, because if it's an unblemished animal, afilu amar the demay kedosh kedusha daguf. Then even if he would say it's coming for damim by act of law, it gets kedusha daguf. The kaimelan amapis tamimim the better kabayit is halacha. If a person designates an unblemished animal for better kabayit is just like the value is for the upkeep of the base of mikdash. But I have like a perfect lamb, and I say this for better kabayit. He says midim isbeach lo yatsu. It doesn't. It goes to the Mizbeach by act of law. Now, I think Rav Schechter was said to me one that the Din the Rabbanan. But anyway, but the Ran, obviates. So back in the Braisa. So again, the Braisa is very terse, but the Gemara is adding on different details in the Braisa. So we're saying Kedusha Daguf would be permanent, but Hakam Ayaskina and the Amar Lidmei. He said that these animals, it's an animal with a mum, sure with a mum. I'm saying this animal, if it's sold within the first 30 days, the value will go for an ola, and then afterwards it'll go for a shlam. That's what he's saying. So then we're okay with that. He can stipulate that. That's the way we understand it. So the Gemara says, Ihafi Ema Seifa. So if that's the pshat in the Brisa, let's go to the second case of the Brisa, which we're about to learn. He says, on two lines from the bottom, L'char Shloshim Yom Ola Me'ashav Shlamim. He's saying a little bit reversed, and again, very terse, but the Gemara assumes it's the same fact pattern as the Reisha, meaning in the Reisha, he says, first an Ola for 30 days, then a Shlamim for 30 days, Ola, then Shlamim. In the second case, he's got Shlamim and then an Ola. He says Shlamim and then an Ola. He says, so two lines to the bottom, if you assume that one case is talking about, like you said, the second case is talking about Kedusha Gur. If I assume that's the way it is, which is the way what he thinks the Bachman wants to ask, to turn page, the top line on Amud Beis, Hanu Disarichu L'Tanam in the Tarti. So then I understand why the Tana is teaching me two cases. In other words, he says, Tisakadai Tamina, because I would have thought, Kedusha Gur, where's the Aleph? He says, So I would have thought that Kedusha Guf cannot leave by stipulation. Kedusha Damim could leave by stipulation. Am to the Haki Tana Tarti. So it means like this. The Tana teaches me two cases. If he told me one case, I'd say the one case he's teaching me is the one with the lesser chiddush. In other words, if the Tana would only teach me one case, let's say he only told me the first case. The first case was Ola and then Shlamim. So he teaches me that case. I would say, you know what case it's talking about? It's talking about Kedushas Damim. Because Kedushas Damim, I could be Poda. So it doesn't have so strong Kedusha. So a person could stipulate that it only has the Kedusha for a limited number of time period, and then not, and then it goes forward. That's what I would have said. But now that he teaches me two cases in the Mishnah, one is almost identical. One is Ola to Shlamim. The Kekhan says Shlamim to Ola. So it doesn't make sense that they're both talking about Kedushas Damim. So now, by a process of elimination, I would say one is talking about Kedushas Damim, one is talking about Kedushas Aguf, and it's teaching me that even with Kedushas Aguf, a person could say it only has Kedushas for 30 days, then the Kedushas changes to Kedushas B. So then it's coming out, this is the Makshin, it's coming out that even by Kedushas Aguf, we say that it's Paka Bikdi. In other words, it terminates, by itself, by act of law. What? That's what we think, that they both terminate by act of law by themselves. Right. But that's what we're pursuing. Right. So Ula had said,
by itself.
Right. It leaves by itself. Right. So Rav Muna said, so what happens to the Kedusha? So where did it go? So then we asked the question about the Erisin, that there doesn't seem like the Kedusha leaves anywhere. So he said, how can you compare Kedusha Stam to Kedusha Guf? Kedusha Guf doesn't leave Bikdi. So now we're saying, what do you mean doesn't leave Bikdi? Now it does leave. It does leave by itself. So, okay, so everything leaves Bikdi. Okay, one second. So he says, so let's go third line on Chaf Tenum Beis. So Amtu Lahaki Tanatarti Ella, but if you say that both cases in the Brisa, which is the way you want to say it, why would the Tana teach me two cases? If in the first case I see when I go from Kedusha Chamura, from the Ola to the Shlamim, it works, the stipulation, would I have to say it goes from Kedusha Kala to Kedusha Chamura? Obviously, that would certainly work. If with the Kedusha Chamura, I could stipulate it's on for 30 days. The Kedusha Kala, the lesser Kedusha, I could certainly stipulate that would be only for 30 days. Okay, let's just slow down. Let's digest what we did. Now, we started off with a kasha against Ula. Ula, again, Ula is the one who says that his pshat in the Mishnah is
by itself.
It says, Ein Lahem Pidyon. He's talking about when it says Ein Lahem Pidyon, it means after the trees are shut down. He says these trees should have Kedusha until they're cut down. And then, so Ula says, it means that once they're cut down, Ein Lahem Pidyon. There's no Pidyon because the Kedusha leaves right away. So the Gemara had a kasha. Does that work that you could say that the Kedusha leaves by itself? And then we asked the kasha against Ula from the Kedushin. So we have to deal with Kedushin, which we'll deal with shortly. And sof, the Gemara ends up saying that it could be that even by Kedusha Guf, that it could terminate by itself. Everything could terminate by itself. So Ula's looking, that's the Brisa, that we learned the Brisa. Now the Brisa, we start off as a kasha against Ula, But sometimes the Gemara is like this. The Gemara was right. Now the Gemara resolves it. So now the Bryce is Akasha against Barpada. In other words, now the Bryce is on all fours with him. Now, the only thing is, what will Ula do with this thing about the Kiddushin? Because what happened with the Kiddushin? Why did that not terminate the Kiddushin? So one way you could say, now if you look at the Ran on Amud Aleph, around the 15th line of the Ran, Amalei Abayi Kishna Duplo Paka. So Abayi says to Rava, who he says Kishna Duplo Paka Bigdi, Kishna Duplo Bigdi. So what did Abayi do with the distribution? Efshar Abayi Demak Shahachi Haligdami Yisrael Leidomer Nishah Yomad Ishti Lemachari Ishti. To the Machar Nafka below get. In other words, it could be that Abayi holds that in Achinami, that a man could say to the woman, not like we learned in Tosos, that a man could say to the woman, you're married today, not married tomorrow, that would work. It could be that Abayi doesn't hold from that whole day. Or another pshat, which the Ran has and other Rishonim have, or at least that's where the Arsul quoted it, I looked at the Ran but also a little bit, he says that it could be that he's mechalik between these other types of kedushas and kedushin. See, by the korbanot, there's different grades. There's kedushas damim, kedushas aguf. So there, everybody could agree that, you know, that I could like pull the rug out from it. But by kedushin, it's like all or nothing. In other words, kedushin, there is no second grade kedushin. In other words, it's all or nothing. So there, it could be that's why Abayi holds that Kiddushin is a different parsha altogether. Okay, so now, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far? What? Yeah, all right. What's up, Josh?
So my question is, I just want to get the situation. So okay. There's a storm coming. The guy says, these trees are cut down. And then the storm passes, and the trees are still standing. So,
yeah, I must tell you, the second case in the Mishnah, I don't know if it's Mukhrach in the second case of the Mishnah is a storm, but even assuming there is a storm and the trees survive the storm, he said they have kedusha until they're uprooted or they're chopped down.
Could you repeat the question?
One second.
So how would he successfully be put in these trees and basically? Is his netter supposed to be fulfilling? What's the point of him saying these trees are coded?
I think it's easy to understand the tree case without the second tree case without the storm. Let's say Josh was asking me about the storm with the trees. So in other words, I think just the person has trees and he's going to eventually chop down the trees and that fruit bearing trees. And he says these trees have kedusha until they're chopped down. So what are the rights and remedies of the parties? Well, let's say then he chops down the tree. So the Mishnah says Ein lehem pidyo. So according to Ula, that means Ein lehem pidyo, that the kedusha leaves them. Once they're cut down, there is no kedusha to them. That's the case we're focusing on. So there's no kedusha once they're chopped down. So what happened to the kedusha? How did it just leave? So the Gemara is saying, yeah. A person could be paka b'kadi. If a person stipulates, like something only has kedusha for this limited period of time under these circumstances, then that works. That's according to Ula. That's according to Ula. Okay. All right. Any other questions come? Did you got it?
Really? I never heard his question.
Yeah, I said he was asking about the trees being cut down. What the case in the Mishnah was. So I said it could be the case in the Mishnah with the trees. The second case. Is even though there's no storm, he says the trees should have kedusha until they're cut down. And so then when they're cut down, what is the status of the trees? So Ula says they don't have any kedusha. And then that was the conversation. That's the thrust in the Gemara. So can the kedusha just disappear by stipulation? Okay. Any other questions, comments?
What's the takeaway from the kedusha itself? What does that? What's the
follow-up? Again, we're talking about different topics, Ruth. One topic is hekdesh. A person is makdish something for the Beis HaMikdash. It's a korban. Then we had kiddushin. A person is mekadish an isha, which the Gemara seems to connect the two. So right. If a person is mekadish a woman, he says, you're mekadesh to me today, not tomorrow. So the makshin took it that would not be effective. But the, so So that I can't stipulate it away. So we have to, you know, distinguish that case. So at first we distinguished that case. We said one thing is talking about Kedushas Damim, the other is talking about Kedushas Aguf. And then in the end we said that even Kedushas Aguf you could stipulate. So then what do we do with the Kedushin case? So I said the Kedushin case, maybe we don't hold from the Kedushin case, or that we could distinguish the Kedushin case, because by Kedushin, there are no different gradations in Kedushin. In other words, by a Korban, you have Kedushas Damim, you have Kedushas Aguf. By Kedushin, there's only one level of Kedusha. So maybe there, the stipulation does not work, but in other cases, it would work. Okay, that would be one way to do this, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, wait, one second, go ahead. No, that's what Ula agreed. Well, that before that, the way the Gemara is coming out at the end, that Ula will have to say that way. We said that Kedushas Aguf leaves by itself, because we said that we proved from the Braisa that Kedushas Aguf leaves by itself. We think that Ula would subscribe to that. Rava did not agree with that initially, but at the end, I don't know if Rava would seems like he shlugged up. So I assume that Rava would come around to that. Okay. Now moving on in the Gemara. Everybody okay? Everybody mute themselves. Okay. Now, all right. Now, okay, we're around six lines down on Chaf Ted on Beis 29B. So Lema to Beit Yufta to Bar Pada, the Amar Lo Pachik Dush Bikdi. So now, we proved so strongly that the Kedusha could leave, the Kedusha could terminate, you know, bang, 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 terminated. So now what does Bar Pata do with that? Bar Pata said that even after the trees are cut down, the Pshat Mishnah means that now you have to be poed of the trees. Now the Kedusha leaves it. So an ain't poed is 20, but before you cut it down, it's ain't poed. And after you cut them down, you can be poed and then the Kedusha leaves. So how does Bar Pata? Now I have a brisa. The brisa was where the person said that the animal is going to be, you know, an ola and for 30 days, then a shlamim, and then the second part was it's going to be a shlamim, then an ola, and we said it's talking about one. We said the first case we talking about kedushas damim. We said, and then that being the case, that wouldn't be. Bar Pata talking about kedushas damim is true, but then the second case has definitely got to be talking about Kedusha Guf. All right, let's take a look back on the Gemara. So now with Bar Pata, right, when he said about, everybody says, okay, let's see further. Now, the Gemara says, Lema Tebe Tiyufta Bar Pata, the Amar Lo Paka Kedusha Bikdi. This Kedusha never leaves by itself. So Amar Papa, Amar Lach Bar Pata, so Bar Pata would say to you, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Braisa means. Im lo amar me achshav, shlomim lachar shloshim yom, ola havi. He says that, now, again, one second, with Bar Pata, you said that with the Rabbanan, one second. No, Bar Pata could, again, Bar Pata could say, see, Kozer Kedushin. One second. Kozer Kedushin. Once I cut them down, I have to be poed of them once. So he says the Kedushin doesn't leave the Kedushin. Even by Kedushin Damim, the Kedushin doesn't leave the Kedushin. All right, so they had, I remember in the Masifta Gemara, they were saying, all right, let me just do the best I can with this. So the Gemara, So the Gemara says that Bar Pata will say the Braisa means like this, that in the second case of the Braisa, we only had a few words. The second case of the Braisa said, Shlamin Koshoshim Yom, the second case was on the two lines from the bottom on Amud Aleph, Lachar Shoshim Yom Ola Me'achshav Shlamin, just those few words. So we assume that it's talking about the same fact pattern as the ratio. That's what we assume when we learned it. Bar Pata wants to say that's not the case. So Amalach Bar Pata Hachi Kamar, Imlo, the Tana is coming to teach me like this. Imlo Amar Me'achshav Shlamim, Lachar Shoshim Yom Ola Havi. he says that a person could say that after 30 days, this animal will be an ola. In other words, according to the way Bar Pata is learning, that a person could make a declaration that an animal in 30 days will be a korban ola. He could make a declaration like that. Now, Bar Pata holds that so again, the big riot against Bar Pata was that it's changing status from from an ola to a shlamim, or shlamim to an ola. So he says that's not what the Tana of the Bryce is saying. The Tana's Bryce is saying that if I just make a declaration of Parshas Miyom ola have, then it would work. But in other words, in lo amar me'achshav shlamim, he didn't say me'achshav shlamim. He says now that he said it's me'achshav shlamim, now it's a shlamim and it stays a shlamim. That's the way he's learned to say in the Brisa. So in other words, well, it's certainly for the second case. So the first case, the way I remember the Masifta, that he was saying that could be like Demay, but it's coming out the way you're asking me that Demay is what he was talking about. But let's focus on the second case for now. He says, let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Im lo amar mi'achshav shlamim lachar shloshim yom ola havi mi dehava. Now, he wants to say again, we have the sushtel with Kiddushin. If a man gives a ring to a woman and says, you're Mekudesh to me after 30 days from today, you're Mekudesh to me. So, but Afal Pishin at the Kluam out, even though the money's not around 30 days from now, she's Mekudesh. So the Tana really wants to teach me that case. The Tana wants to teach me really that if he says this animal will be an Ola in 30 days, that's the case he's teaching me. But if he says ahead of time, now it's a shlamim, then it's a shlamim and not an ola. That's the way it's coming out. Now, with your case with the damim, I need to go over a little bit. Okay, just one second. Let's finish the Gemara the way I have it, though, with this case. He says, the Gemara says, pshita, isn't that obvious that if a person says it's been ola in 30 days, it's an ola? Lo tzricha the hadarbe. No. The Chiddush is, even though he changed his mind in the 30 days. So a person means like this. On January 1st, the person says this animal is going to be an Ola on February the 1st. Or I should say, let's say Rosh Chodesh Kislev, he says the animal is going to be an Ola on Tevet, Rosh Chodesh Tevet. And then 2 weeks later, he changes his mind. And I don't want it to be an Ola anymore. He said, that's the keys. So the Tana is teaching me that once he says it, he's locked into it, and it's going to be an Ola, even though he changed his mind. That's what the Tana is really coming to teach me. So the Tana isn't teaching me that about Plaka B'Kedi, that the Kedusha changes by itself. It's not what he's teaching me. He's teaching me if I declare something an Ola 30 days from now, it is an Ola 30 days from now, even though I try to retract it within 30 days. So let's just see further. So the Gemara says, Hanich l'man d'mar eino chozeret. So now there's a machloket in the Gemara and Kiddushin between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether a woman could retract her acceptance of the Kiddushin in the 30 days. In other words, let's say a man on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, same thing, says, you're Mekudesh to me beginning on Rosh Chodesh Tevet, and here's the ring. So let's say 1 week later, she says, I changed my mind, and she accepts Kiddushin from somebody else. So is the second Kiddushin effective or not? She accepted from the first one. But it's effective 30 days from now. And then within the 30 days, she changed her mind. I don't want it. I don't want Tom. I want Dick or whatever, something like that. So he said, or I don't want Reuben. I want Shimon. So he says, now, Hanich l'man d'mar in a chozeret. So according to, we assume that it's the same halacha by Kiddushin, the same halacha by the Korbanot. So the Gemara says, Hanich l'man d'mar in a chozeret. So according to Reish Lakish, who says, the woman cannot be chozeret. That's it. Worked in the deal 30 days down, you're Mekudesh, you're stuck. Now, l'man d'mar chozeret, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that she could be chozeret. How are you going to explain? In other words, you're explaining the Mishnah that he says that this animal, you still with us, Yaakov? Okay. You're explaining this Mishnah that she said this animal will be an Ola in 30 days. And even if he wants to retract it, within 30, can't retract it. But that works well according to Reish Lakish, who says the same thing by Kiddushin, that once you accept it, you can't retract it within the 30 days. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that she could retract it. So how we explain this brisa? So the Gemara says, "Afiluman demar hatam chozeret." Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says over there that the woman can be chozeret, hakashani here by the korban is different. The amiratola gavoa kamasiratola hedyot. Once he makes the statement that I'm giving it to a kadosh baruch hu, even though he's saying it's effective 30 days from now, that's like a done deal, like with a human. In other words, when you're dealing with a Ribono Shel Olam, it's a whole different parsha. If I say I'm going to give it to you, Ribono Shel Olam, it's like divin. It's like I gave it over to you. I did like the kinyan already for you. Once I say it that way, let me try to work out with Yosef's question. One second. So you know the MS is, you know, that's the way I understood this price, though. But you know, when I was listening to a sheet of Rabbi Leibowitz, I think he referred to this price to Kedushas Damim, and I didn't think that was correct. But maybe I'm not understanding correctly. One second. Let me just take a look. One second. No, with the Korban case, he was explaining it was Kedushas Damim. One second. So all right, let's just think for a second. So again, Svarpada says that the Kedusha does not terminate the Kedi, but you want to say that he holds that by the case of the tree, but maybe Svarpada holds that across the board, no? One second. Yeah, so I would say like this. Let's go back to that Ron. We didn't do the Ron inside on Amud Aleph. Ron, when he explained Svarpada, Yeah, Svarpada, the Kedusha lo paka la b'kdi. Right. So Svarpada lechora holds as a rule that Kedusha lo paka b'kdi, or that the Kedusha can never leave b'kdi by itself. But the key is even damim, but certainly with Kedusha the goof doesn't leave b'kdi, right? So now we had a case here in the Braisa. So we had one case in the Braisa with the Kedusha the goof, and then I got it. So the one case of the Braisa is Kedusha the goof, and that's not leaving Bikdi. That's not Bikdi. That we distinguished. So then the first case, right. So the first case, Svarpada will in the Braisa, we could say the first case is where he was poed it. Right. In the first case in the Braisa, we could say that right. In other words, when with Kedushas Damim, where he says for 30 days, and then he was poed of the animal. In other words, it was just Kedushas Damim. Then he was poed of the animal, and then the Kedushas switched off. In other words, and then he was able to change the status. So in other words, with Kedushas Damim, I can be poed of Kedushas Damim. So that in the Bryce doesn't say anything about being poed to it, but that's what I could explain over there. But Kedushas the Goof, I can't say with Tidyon. I can't say. So now we've explained it that way. So it's coming out. So there would be a way for us to resolve the Braisa with the part of the Braisa that speaks about the Kedushas Damim, we could say the Bryce is talking about that I'm poded, and then the status changes. But the Kedushas Guf, I can't say that. But the Kedushas Guf, we had a way to be Masala. We said that the Seifa is only talking about a different case. The Seifa is talking about a case where it says that when I declare it to be a Korban, but it would be that way if I prepared the Shlamim first. What's the case? It was Shlamim then Ola. So right. So I said
days,
it. It's an Ola in 30 days. If I didn't say Shlamim now. Right. Okay. That's the way to answer that question. Okay. Let me go further in the Gemara and then we'll see where we go. Okay. Now. All right. Now we're three lines from the bottom. That was from the Masifta Gemara had it that way. Okay. Now, three lines from the bottom. Now, Yativ Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi, coming to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So these two Chachamim are sitting before Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Kamnamim Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was like dozing off. Yativ Ka'amri. And they both said like this. Labar Pada, the Amar, Padan Chosrot, Bekochot. So according to Bar Pada, he learned in the Mishnah, if I say the trees have Kedusha until they're chopped down, so if I'm poded, the Kedusha goes back. Poded, Kedusha comes back. He says, so Tif showed to buy Raboshi, the top line on Laman and Aleph. So if that's the case, I should be able to resolve Raboshi's question. He says, Dubai Raboshi, Raboshi asked, Hanotin shtei pruto l'isha, if a person gives two pruta, according to Ben Hillel, is the minimum amount for Kedusha. So I give two pruto to a woman, v'amar la, v'achat hit kachi layom, one is for Kedusha today, v'achat hit kachi l'afarsha garshe. The one is for Kedusha after I divorce you. Meaning, I don't know. It seems like a strange situation. If Lu Yatsur, I divorce you, so then right away, as soon as I divorce you, you're with Kedusha back to me again. So that's what he has. So it means like this. So again, Shai, you still with us, Shai? Okay. So it means like this. So with the tree, I see that I'm po to the tree, but right away the Kedusha comes back to it. I'm po to the tree, right away the Kedusha comes back to it. So can I say the same thing? Can I do the same thing with Kiddush? I give her two prutot. I say one here's the prutot, you're Kiddush to me. And then as soon as I divorce you, you're Kiddush to me again. He says, So they wanted to say, this is Rabbi Avin and Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe, they wanted to say that it would work, that just like it works by the tree, it would work by the Isha. So Itar Bahu Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up. So Amar Mahu, he said to both of them, "My kibedamitun, how can you compare pidan hu lepidauma achirim? That when the person himself is poda, in other words, with the tree, it's the person who made the declaration. He's the one who keeps attempting to be poda. In other words, he's the one who said this should have kedusha until it's chopped down. Then he's poda. Then the kedusha comes back and back again. But isn't that different?" Then when it goes to a different rishus, in other words, if it's in somebody else's rishus, then somebody else has got it. So he says here, somebody else, in other words, let's say somebody else would be part of the tree. So what I say, in other words, if somebody else is part of the tree, in other words, if the tree leaves my rishus, I'm the person who declared it to have kedusha. Would I say the kedusha keeps going back? In other words, I'm losing all my balas over the tree if it's going to somebody else's rishus. So if somebody else is part of the tree, so then would I say the Kedusha goes back to it right away? Well, no. Then he wants to say not that way. He's immediately in Padana Hu, Lepidom Achirim. It was if the person himself who made the declaration, he's part of the tree, then he said he's the one who's studying the script. He says it has Kedusha till it's chopped down, and then he's poted, but I said a Kedusha till it's chopped down. So it keeps going back and back. But let's say I were to make the statement about the tree, and then you come and you're part of the tree, because now it's in the Rishus HaHekdesh. And now you're part of the tree. So do I still control the situation anymore? Yeah. No, you're running the show. So it's not the same for the Machairim. So with the wife, with the woman, that's where we're going to see. It's more like Pidom Achirim. Haki Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says, Pidaan Hu, Pozor Kedusha. If the person himself keeps redeeming the tree, the Kedusha keeps coming back. Pidom Achirim, but if other people are part of it, they don't come back. The Isha to do a cherim damia. A woman is like other people are podahur. In other words,
on her own when she gets again.
Right. So right. So
it's not automatic.
Right. Right, right. Oh, let's look at the Rashi slash Mefarash. Look at the narrow line. The Isha Shekanta Atzma began Midat Atzma. There was, like you were saying, Michael, a woman. Did you see that somewhere? You said on your own. Okay, okay. So a woman, when she gets the get, now she's acquired herself back. Now she's totally out of the Rishus husband. He doesn't run the show anymore. So then it's not that she's Mekadeshit automatically. So back in the Gemara, Itmar Nami, Amar Ba'ami, Yochanan, Loshana, Loshadan, who? It's true, it goes back if the person himself redeems it. If other people redeem it, they don't go back and there's a Kedusha. All right. Okay, so he's saying like this, that according to Bar Pada, if a person declares a tree to be Kadosh until it's cut down, so that means, right, so if he redeems it, because he's the one, he said, it's Kadosh until it's cut down. So Gufa, that's exactly what it is. And so he said it's Kadosh until it's cut down. Even when he redeems it, it's Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. But let's say somebody else would redeem the tree. Would it still be Kadosh? No. Because now it's going to somebody else's Rishus. Now my I can't be Makdish your property. I can't be Makdish his property. I can only be Makdish that which is mine. So I'm Makdish, I'm redeeming it. So I'm the one who set the rules for it. Now it's totally left my Rishus different. So the same thing with the Isha. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha and I say, here's two Prutot, one Pruta is now, the other is when I divorce you, it's automatically effective. So that's like Doma Cheirin, because once I divorce her, now she's in her own Rishus. So now all bets are off. I can't control the situation anymore and say, you're Mekudesh to me. She's got to agree to the Kiddushin and everything. All right, now, all right, this was a difficult Gemara. All right, let me just do a little bit of the sheet and that'll be it for tonight. Now,
what was the last question?
When you said last question, you mean the incident with the two chachamim before Reb Yirmiyah? So they were trying to make a sort of sushtel between Bar Pada's halacha by the trees, right, to Reb Oshi's question about a man who gives two pruto to an isha and says one pruto now, one is after I divorce you. So they wanted to say it's the same thing, that just like the tree, the kedusha comes back, so to the kedusha automatically come back to the woman. You got it. Now, all right, now let's just do a little bit with the sheet and then that'll be it. Oh, that's 100% correct. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, today's daf kaf tet. Now, if someone, this is, we said Amira Tola Gavoa Kmasira Tola Hedyo, that it's different with you're right. So, in other words, we said that when a person, he says that this will be, the person says that this will be a Korban Ola in 30 days. So then, even if he changes his mind in the 30 days, he's stuck with it. Masha Ein Kain, I could hold that if a person is Mekadesh and Isha, and I say you're Mekadesh to me in effect of 30 days from now, that she could retract on it. How do I distinguish those two cases? How can I hold the woman to retract? And yet I can't retract to the Korban. So he said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the law is like Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, so even with that, we would say that it's different when I'm Makdish something, because when I'm dealing with Ribono Shel Olam, Amira Tola Gaboa, and the Sira Tola Hedyot. When I say I'm going to give it to the Ribono Shel Olam, it's like giving it over, like it's like I gave it over to somebody already. So he says here, if someone buys or sells an object, the stipulation, the transaction should take effect in 30 days, he's able to retract from the transaction within that period of time. Whoever declares an item of his should be Hekdesh, it stipulates that Hekdesh should take effect after 30 days, he may not retract. The Gemara explains that a pledge to Hekdesh is more stringent than an ordinary transaction, because the Mirutola Gvoa comes to Mirutola Hedyot. He says the act of pledging someone to Hekdesh is equivalent to concluding a formal kinyan, an act of acquisition. The rule of Tokide Dibur, Kedibur Dami, states that one can retract or modify a statement, Toka de Diva, within a span of 2 seconds. Tosfos and Menachos on Pei Aleph says that if one dedicates something to Hekdesh, he cannot retract, even if he does so immediately, Toka de Dibur, because Miratola Gavok and Masiratola Hedyot. In other words, he's getting to the issue. I have two klalim in the Gemara that seem lahora to contradict one another. Here we're saying, once I say, I'm giving something to Ribono Shalom, that's it. He's got it already. But then I have another klal, the tokedei dibur is kedibur. If I try to correct the statement with tokedei dibur is either the amount of time to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori, it's not going to be shown him. But if within a few seconds, I can retract whatever I said. So how do I put those two klalim together? They don't go together. So he says that in Ashlami, the one that trumps it is Amir Tola Gavoa. He also explains rule of Tok Dibur Kedibur Dami, because only we try to magnify with one Dibur, words are statements, not actions. So if I say Amir Tola Gavoa, Mr. Tola Hedyot, it's true, it's a statement, but it's as if I did a kinyan, as if I did an action. If I do an action, then I don't have time to retract it. Since a pledge to Hekesh is tantamount to Mr. Tola Hedyot, and after transferring the item to another possession, the notary may not retract or insert a stipulation upon his pledge. Even if he does so, that's the way Tosus learns. Ixosa Choshen asserts that this concept does not apply to a charity pledge. So he says he maintains that one is empowered to retract from a pledge to give staka, if he does so immediately within span Tokdei Dibor. So the Ixos wants to say that pledging money to staka is different before than doing with Hekdesh. So I'm not sure exactly why he holds that way, but he, Ixos, is saying they're going to use the idea Tokedei Dibur. In other words, apparently he doesn't view it as a Miratola Gavoah to the series Lahedyo by Tztaka. The Matani Ephraim, however, cites several opinions that apply the concept of a Miratola Gavoah to the series Lahedyo to Tztaka as well, and he accordingly maintains that one may not retract from a charity pledge, even Tokedei Dibur. I would say it like this. Let's say I'm giving something based on Mikdash, that's giving to the Ribono Shel Olam. Now, giving Tztaka is giving it to the poor people. That's what I'm giving it to. But there's an idea that like Malveh Hashem Chonin Dal, I'm like loaning money to the Ribono Shel Olam when I have Rachmanis on a poor person. So it's like Hashem is involved with it. But Lechora, that would be like the Nekudah of Machloket between Sosa and the Machane Ephraim. All right, but you get the idea. Okay, let me just end the recording one second. One second, go back.